To recap, the prime definition we learned here was that a solid is defined as something that does not flow, that cannot be drank. If you can easily pour it, then that's a liquid. If you can't easily pour it, you can't drink it, so that's a solid. So we said, according to this criteria, mayonnaise would be a solid, hummus would be a solid, tchina would be a liquid, chrein, ground horseradish. There, I don't know, they're mixing so much juice, vinegar and beets, beet juice. I think it's still primarily solid. Most of what I've seen, still primarily ground up beets. What else? Where else would we have this? People's
Tomato paste.
Yeah, that depends on how thick it is, right? Ordinarily, tomato paste would be a solid, but ketchup would be a liquid. But when they discussed ketchup, so you have to be careful which halachic authorities you're looking at, because Heinz ketchup in the United States is much thicker than the Israeli ketchup. The Israeli ketchup is liquid, and Heinz ketchup, there's much more room to view it as a solid. Heinz ketchup is much thicker.
Maybe you could take a plate to test that for yourself. And you just pour it on the plate. When it spreads out quickly, you know,
okay,
it's liquid. When it stays like pretty much in the same spot, you will know it's a solid.
Very nice. So Rabbi Feinstein writes a similar thought. Very nice. There's also a difference between different types of mayonnaise. They have something called Dijon, I think. It's much more solid. I haven't seen it in many years, but from what I recall, the mayonnaise you squeeze out from the bottle, Heinz mayonnaise, I think is more like a liquid. I think that's what I've seen. So yeah, okay, we have the criterion, and the applications aren't so difficult. Okay.